Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets rallied strongly following news that President Trump and Chinese President Xi will meet at the G20 summit next week in Japan. The Dow is up 353 points or 1.4%, with 3M and Boeing the leading index performers. The Dow is up 6.7% month to date and is on track to record its best June performance since 1938, when the index soared 24.3%. The broader S&P 500 added 1% to settle just 1.2% shy of its record all-time intraday high, touched on the 1st of May. Industrials and information technology led 8 of the 11 primary sectors higher. In US economic data, housing starts declined 0.9% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.269 million units in May. April's data was upwardly revised. In US corporate earnings, Adobe Inc. rose in extended trading after the software company's quarterly results beat Wall Street estimates, albeit its outlook did not. Separately, US Steel Corp. forecast lower than expected second quarter profit after the market's close and said it was idling three furnaces. Europe's main markets recovered from opening falls to settle sharply higher, buoyed by comments from European Central Bank President Mario Draghi promising further monetary stimulus if the economy does not improve. Germany's DAX gained 2%. Infineon Technologies fell 4.8%, however, after announcing a €1.5 billion capital raising to help fund its acquisition of US rival Cypress Semiconductor Corp. Separately, German chipmaker Siltronic tumbled 10.3% after the company warned US restrictions on exports to China would hurt the business, saying second quarter sales would be significantly below the first quarter and were likely to decline further. France's CAC added 2.2%. London's FTSE was up 1.2%, with heavyweight miners trading strongly and tracking strong gains on commodity markets. UK inflation figures are released tonight Australian time, with consumer prices forecast to slow to 1.9% in May from 2.1% in April. Fresh trade optimism underpinned strong across-the-board gains on the base metals complex. Copper jumped 1.9% to just over $2.70 a pound, touching its highest level since the 28th of May earlier in the session. Elsewhere, aluminium was up 1.2%, nickel 1.7% and zinc 1.8%. Fresh gains for spot iron ore markets, with the benchmark contract jumping $4.07 or 3.8% to $112.28 a metric tonne. Lower grade fines added a more modest 0.3% to US$94.97 a metric tonne. Both the benchmark contract and lower grades posted fresh five-year highs. Dalian iron ore settled at an all-time record high of 807.51 overnight. The government of top Chinese steelmaking city Tangshan said on Monday it had summoned executives from 48 regional companies with high pollution emissions to a meeting and ordered them to trim output to reduce smog. Gold futures added $7.80 to $1,350.70 an ounce after central banks in Europe and the US hinted at monetary easing. It was the highest settlement for the most active contract since the 18th of April 2018. All prices were higher, WTI rallying $1.97 to $53.90 a barrel, Brent gaining $1.20 to $62.14 a barrel. The American Petroleum Institute released their latest inventory data after the markets closed and recorded an 812,000 barrel decline in US crude stockpiles last week. That's all prices climb further in electronic trading. The Energy Information Administration releases their latest official weekly inventory data tomorrow morning, Australian time. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 2.6 basis points to 2.06% and their lowest settlement since September 2017. The German 10-year Bund yield tumbled 7.6 basis points to negative 0.32%, a new all-time low, and the Australian 3-year government bond futures closed at their highest level on record overnight, with the implied yield just 0.935%. The Aussie dollar is a touch firmer this morning, buying 68.44 US cents. The Westpac Melbourne Institute's Indexes of Economic Activity for May is the only local economic release of note.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.